Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Even though Makor isn't operational on a full-time basis, we were privileged this Wednesday to host the wedding of Makor couple number 12, Yael Liner and David Parvi. Yael and David met because of Makor, and we're so happy for them and proud that they are now a permanent part of our history. It's also heartwarming to see once again what a resilient community we have, that we can have such an event despite the pandemic. This is also the second year in a row we've had a wedding on Tu B'Av, which is a fitting and popular day for weddings because it's known as the Jewish Valentine's Day. There are several events which occur on Tu B'Av, and as we explain at the wedding, we can identify two themes in those events. The first is marriage. For example, when the daughters of Slavchad were told that they should only marry within their tribe, that policy only lasted one generation, and it ended on Tu B'Av, allowing the next generation of women to marry thereafter outside their tribe. In another example, the Mishnah Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, tells us that on Tu B'Av, young people would be set up for matchmaking by going out into the fields and making introductions to one another. The second theme is burial. For example, during the desert sojourns of the Jewish people, God decreed that they would die within 40 years, and they were to prepare for their deaths by digging graves and lying down in them to await their own deaths. But on Tu B'Av, none of the people lying in the graves ended up dying. And so they knew that from then on, death in the desert was no longer to be their fate. In another famous incident following the Second Temple destruction, the Jews of the city of Beitar were killed by the Romans, who forced the Jews to leave their bodies out in the sun to rot. But God made a miracle that prevented the decay, so the bodies could be buried with dignity. Gratitude for that miracle inspired the fourth blessing of Birkat HaMazon. Another meaningful connection with Tu B'Av is the obscure law about chopping wood to fuel the sacrifices at the Beit HaMikdash. The custom had it that Tu B'Av would mark the close of the season in which they would chop the wood, so they referred to it as Yom Tavar Magal, the date which they broke the hatchet. From that phrase, we probably coined the expression to bury the hatchet. At the wedding, we observed that a major aspect of a successful marriage is the willingness to bury the hatchet, so to speak, and not remain stuck in the past. I think this insight applies as well to all of our important relationships. And the same message is reflected in the sequence of events on our Jewish calendar. Avelut, mourning over the temple, followed by Shiva Dinechemta, the 7 weeks we're in now. Both are steps in the process of moving on from the past. Avelut derives from the word aval, with the double meaning of definitely and but, or however, which connotes acceptance and transition. And Nechama entails both consolation and changing your mind, which is the prelude to moving on. This process teaches us a vital lesson. You cannot have a fulfilling future if you remain mired in the past. As we move through this pandemic, which has been a time of loss in so many ways, this lesson can help us create our future as individuals and as a shul. We have many decisions to make about how we observe the high holidays, and we know this cannot be like other years. But instead of responding to our setbacks with apathy or disengagement, we can instead recommit to our vision of Makor with financial support and personal enthusiasm and involvement. Our community's ongoing intensive commitment was the very reason that Makor grew from a small minion to become the flourishing shul that we all miss. As we have learned time and again, it is in our power to overcome our current limitations, only if we can accept the circumstances that have already come to pass, and then turn our focus to the wonderful future that God willing awaits us. Shabbat Shalom.